When we think about innovation, one of the questions I have is, does adversity hinder innovation, or is it a driving force for innovation? And the story of Sequoia and the creation of the Cherokee syllabary seems to point to adversity driving innovation. Sequoia was born in 1770 in a small village in present-day East Tennessee. He was the son of a Cherokee mother and had a white father who were unsure exactly who that was. And he never was taught to read or speak English. He spoke Cherokee, but at the time, the Cherokee language was purely an oral tradition. And his interactions with English speakers, especially in the Creek War, made him curious about their ability to share ideas, even if they're right not there with each other. So to be able to share ideas over a distance. And despite never having learned any written language before, he invented 86 characters to represent the different sounds in the Cherokee language and taught that writing system to his daughter. And then he was able to use his daughter and show how quickly she learned it and how he was able to send her messages over writing to teach others in his community about the power that they could have if they had a written language. And there was a lot of other members of the Cherokee community who were against it. They did not want to change their tradition or adapt a writing system, but that only seemed to drive Sequoia further to make it happen. And in 1821, the tribal council approved his syllabary. And it wasn't much later, in 1828, that the very first newspaper printed in that language that Sequoia had invented just years before was printed right here in Georgia at New Echota. And you can still visit New Echota. It's now a state park where you can visit and learn about that story of the Cherokee Phoenix being printed there and the legacy of Sequoia and his invention of a writing system.